President Donald Trump is planning to have dinner tonight with two Democrats, New York Senator Chuck Schumer and House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi. They're the Democrats with whom Trump struck a spending deal last week, which is still sending some shockwaves through Republican circles. And this morning, the president tweeted, "With Irma and Harvey devastation, tax cuts and tax reform is needed more than ever before. Go, Congress, go." Is he ready to make another deal?
Also in Washington today, former Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders introduces his bill to provide Medicare for all. And this time, Democrats are flocking on board. So lots to talk about with our Here and Now political analyst, Jamal Simmons, Democratic strategist. Hi, Jamal.
Hi, how are you?
Doing well. And Paris Denard, Republican strategist. Hi, Paris.
Hello, hello, hello.
And let's start with the storms, which we've been talking about for weeks now. People think back to Hurricane Katrina, and a lot of people remember George W. Bush saying to his FEMA director, Michael Brown, "Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job," as Katrina devastated New Orleans in 2005. What is there to say about President Trump's response so far to Irma and Harvey? Jamal, is it kudos to the president?
I think in a moment like this where Americans are under real stress and duress across big swaths of the country, I've got friends and family right now who are out of their homes in Florida and other people's homes in Georgia right now trying to just hunker down and wait for everything to ease up. I think we've got to give the president and his administration enough credit to have behaved as normally as possible during this great time of strife. And so let's just, let them have this day because it's not really about them. It's about the people who have been affected and making sure they get what they need.
And Paris, let me just turn to you because I actually would say that I think the FEMA director has done an extraordinary job. And the question is, can that continue in the months and years to come? Because it's going to take a long time to get Texas and Florida fully back on their feet.
Well, Jamal's wrong. It is about the president. It is about the federal government, because if they did a horrible job, we would be blaming them and saying that they were inept and they couldn't do what they were supposed to do. Leon Panetta was on television yesterday praising the fact that the administration has done a good job as it relates to this responding to these hurricanes. The president went down, the first lady, the second lady, the vice president, they went down to Texas twice, and they're going to Florida tomorrow. The FEMA director is doing an excellent job. The governors have praised him consistently, both in Texas and Florida, saying that they have had seamless conversations and getting everything that they need, including the mayor of Houston. And so we should give credit when credit's due. The president rose to the occasion. The federal government is doing what it's supposed to do, and it's responding in not just a normal fashion, but responding in an extraordinary fashion for an extraordinary hurricane. They did an excellent job, and they will continue to do so because it's a priority. That's why the deal was struck with the Democrats, because the president understands that this is about the American people and those that are suffering. So he'll cut a deal with Democrats to get the best deal for the American people and those that are suffering because of these hurricanes.
It's only remarkable because the president has set such a low standard and a low bar on every other aspect of the presidency that when he behaves normally, we expect to give him such
great
credit.
But to be fair, if it were a Democratic president, don't you think Democrats would be rallying around the president saying, look what extraordinary leadership we're seeing now in the wake of these disasters? I mean, I think Paris has a point.
I don't begrudge the Republicans from being happy that the president could behave normally, but if he had behaved poorly like George Bush did during Katrina, then they would deserve blame. This is one of those places where, yes, when you do things badly, you get blame. When you do things well, people say, nice job, but they keep moving on. It's just the way it works.
Just a quick quote. Donna Brazile came back and said the president, George W. Bush, did an excellent job in relates to Katrina. And with the truth
After the storm was over, the floods were over.
Actually, Donna Brazile was back-channeling to the White House the entire time throughout Katrina because she knew that it was something that was important. And the truth be told, it wasn't the lack of the federal government response. It was a lack of response from the lack of direction from the mayor and the governor not wanting to get the federal government involved. That's why they suffered so much.
Well, we had an election about that in 2008 and in 2006 and in 2008, and George Bush lost. This is about the future and about right now.
Yeah.
And I think we do have to give, as I said when I started, the president behaved normally. People were taken care of. It's about making sure those people are taken care of so they get credit for that.
Okay. Let me move on to another issue because there's a lot to talk about here. And the president is having dinner tonight with Nancy Pelosi, the Democratic leader in the House, and Chuck Schumer, the leader in the Senate. Tax changes to the tax code. He's saying that maybe he can make a deal. Paris, is it likely that deal is going to involve the Democrats like the last one did?
Listen, to be on the side of tax reform is to be on the side of the American taxpayer, small business owners, minorities, the American people who are suffering. Tax reform is something that is positive. This do-nothing idea that there's a do-nothing Congress needs to be a do-something Congress. The president is doing a lot. The Congress needs to do something. They need to do it before Thanksgiving. Get it done. This is not about politics. This is about putting money back into the hands and the wallets of the American people.
But do you think he's going to do it with the Democrats is my question.
I think he needs to do it with the Democrats, and I think the Democrats would be foolish not to do it because tax reform is a winning solution, and they need all the help they can get.
I offered some pushback to Jamal a couple of minutes ago. Paris, it's my turn to offer you a little bit of pushback. A giant tax cut for the richest Americans is not the reform of the United States tax code. Come on.
That's true, but I would push back to you and ask you, what bill are you looking at? There's been no specific plan put in place.
Exactly, there's no plan.
So this is why it's important for him to meet with Democrats and Republicans to come together and to put together a plan that is not just a talking point from the left saying that it's about tax cuts for the rich. This is going to be something that's going to be specific and helpful to middle class and small business owners and those that are lower trying to come up. Well, tax reform is something that is positive. So the notion that it's just for the rich when there is no plan is false.
Let's talk about the ideas that have been on the table that I think would be deal killers for the Democrats. I think that the president should try to do a deal with the Democrats. That probably means getting people involved who are from the relevant committees, but that's not the strategy he's going after. He's trying to pick Democrats off, which is fine. It's his right to do as the president. But what will kill it for Democrats is if he tries to pass an estate tax lift where we cut the estate tax for the wealthiest families. What will kill it if he tries to eliminate the homeowner exemption where people who are buying homes no longer get to take a tax exemption for the interest that they pay on those mortgages. Or what would kill it. The last thing is that they try to eliminate the deduction for state and local taxes, which goes to a lot of people who pay taxes to the state and local government. Why should you have to pay taxes both on your federal income and then on the money that you pay to state and local government? You should not pay taxes on money that's being taken from you in taxes.
What about the issue of health care, which is also coming back up this week? Bernie Sanders, the former Democratic presidential candidate, has introduced a bill that is calling for a single-payer system. And it sounds like people like Joe Manchin, who's one of the most conservative Democrats in the Senate, is saying we should have this conversation now. Jamal, is this realistic or is this just a proposal that will go nowhere?
I'm not sure if we're ready to pass a single-payer bill today. It's a big thing to do. But what I do know is that by arguing for single payer, we're going to move the debate back in the direction where it needs to go. There are a lot of people who believe that a single payer system is the most efficient way to provide health care to Americans. And so we've got to make sure that we give people that opportunity. And so I think for Democrats, saying things like this that are going to actually put identifiable chicken into the pots of working class people who feel like the wealthiest are getting the most out of the system and they're getting the least, we've got to find a way to make sure that working class people participate in the American system fairly.
Paris?
You know, single payer didn't work, and it's not working in Canada or Europe. I think it's a litmus test for an already divided Democratic
Party. I don't understand how you say it's not working in Canada or Europe.
I think that when you look at the high taxes, the long wait times, and the fact that you can't the quality of care that you're getting is just not a good system for our country. We need something that's better. And a $32 trillion program, which is the reports I've heard, is not what you're going to do right now. And I don't think you're going to have a lot of Democrats coming on board to support this because you already had the failures of Obamacare. Now you're going to try to add this on.
Well, Obamacare is only having trouble because the president won't encourage people to continue to join it. And the destabilization about funding the insurance companies that are giving coverage to human beings who are in jeopardy is what's destabilizing the market. If the president would actually perform his duty and fund the bill the way it's supposed to and actually get people to join, Obamacare would be fine.
But Jamal, I just want to ask Jamal a quick question. There's a deeper issue here. I mean, there are some people on the left who are worried that Medicare for All may backfire because it actually possibly could reduce the coverage that a lot of people already have. That when you dig down into the details, you might get everyone insured, but a lot of people could actually have reduced coverage, and that's a problem, isn't it?
Well, there's a lot of space between where we are today and where we'll get if we have a single-payer system, and that's going to be what is required for the members of Congress and the leaders of the parties to figure out to get us in a place where it can work. The question, though, is do we believe that it is a right for everybody in the society to be covered by health care, and what's the most efficient way for us to do that? And I think that's the path that we ought to be on.
One more question, and we can give you each about 20 seconds for an answer. I'll start with you, Paris. Is Hillary Clinton's return to the spotlight good for the Democrats or the Republicans?
Well, it's definitely good for the Republicans, because if you ask the question, what happened, we can tell you what happened. Donald Trump is now the president of the United States. He's going to make America great again. But I think it's bad for the Democrats because she's taken away time and resources from actually helping the Democrat Party. Instead of going on a self-serving, everybody else blaming book tour, she should be out there fundraising for Democrats and raising money for Bob Menendez, who needs a lot of money and support because he's going down in this trial. So it's like it's misfocused. It's always on her. It's always on Hillary Clinton, not on the American people. That's why she lost the election. Be focused on her party and on the American people, and not blame everyone else for your loss.
Take your 20 seconds, Jamal. There you go.
Hillary Clinton is an American hero. She's a public servant beyond measure that everyone should have great regard for. I don't think she was a great candidate. I don't think she ran a great campaign, which is why I think she's not president today. But she is somebody that we should all have a lot of respect for, and I look forward to hearing and reading more about her perspective.
She's a better author than she is a candidate.
Okay.
Again, with the chief
Jamal Simmons and Paris Dinar, Democratic strategist, Republican strategist, here now political analyst, both. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.